From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Tuesday, a Russian chemist who helped develop the Soviet-era nerve agent used to poison a former Russian double agent in England said only the Russian government could be responsible.
Kremlin all the time, like all criminals, denying. It doesn't mean anything.
Bill Mirzyanov said he had no doubt that Russian President Vladimir Putin was responsible. The Kremlin denies the allegations. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to be informed about the matter. Democrat Representative Adam Schiff criticized Republicans who ended the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. election.
Instead, what the majority on the Intelligence Committee did was go through the motions of an investigation, call in witnesses but allow them to refuse to answer questions, allow them to invoke non-existent privileges, or simply decline to answer because the witness didn't deem the question relevant or because they would rather not say.
Democrats have released a report of what they believe are investigative lines that should still be pursued. The alleged victims of the most major senior Vatican official charged in the Catholic Church sex abuse crisis finished testifying to an Australian court Wednesday. A hearing began last week in the Melbourne Magistrate Court to determine whether prosecutors have sufficient evidence to put Australian Cardinal George Pell on trial. Pope Francis's former finance minister was charged in June with sexually abusing multiple people in his Australian home in the state of Victoria. This is VOA News. China is voicing support for the possible U.S.-North Korean summit, despite concerns it will be left out of talks that could dramatically alter regional security and political dynamics. Bill Ide has more.
President Donald Trump's willingness to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un has caught many off guard, including China. The prospect of a denuclearized Korean peninsula and closer ties between North and South Korea also raises other long-term strategic questions, says South Korean China Studies professor Seo Jung-kyung.
Will it be beneficial for China to have the creation of a unified Korea taken up by South Korea, an ally of the U.S., and that is very close to the U.S.?
Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Sources indicate that U.S. President Donald Trump is seeking to impose $60 billion in new tariffs on China. Grace Lee reports that has some worried.
One retail lobbyist told Reuters they're concerned tariffs could include items that call for intensive labor in China. That would equal pricier back-to-school basics like T-shirts, jeans, and shoes. And the biggest worry, China might push back. While last week's proposed tariffs on metals are seen as trivial for Chinese trade, experts say moves to target the country directly risk a harsh response from Beijing. Now the question moving forward is, if China retaliates, will Washington retaliate back?
That's reporter Grace Lee. British theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76. Ryan Brooks remembers the acclaimed scientist.
He was one of the most respected and well-known scientists in modern history. Hawking tried to explain some of the most complicated questions of life to the masses, all while working under the shadow of a likely premature death. He was diagnosed with the wasting motor neurone disease at the age of 21 and was confined for most of his life in a wheelchair. As his condition grew worse, he had to resort to speaking through a voice synthesizer. His book, A Brief History of Time, published in 1988, made him a household name across the world, explaining complex and theoretical science to everyday people.
That was Ryan Brooks. The Philippines said Wednesday it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. The decision marks an about-face by President Rodrigo Duterte, who initially welcomed a preliminary ICC examination announced last month into accusations that he and others committed crimes against humanity during a war on drugs that has killed thousands of people. South Korean prosecutors questioned former President Lee Myung-bak Wednesday. He is suspected of accepting over $10 million in bribes from the National Intelligence Service, the country's main spy agency, as well as Samsung, the country's iconic electronics corporation, and other businesses and individuals. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.